God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I will admit that last hymn that we just got through singing is a new hymn for LSB. It was not an LW. It's also affectionately called the Navy hymn, and it fits in well with the title of today's message. And I couldn't help but resist this title. Have no fear, the Navy is here. Now, I will admit, we do want to thank God for the blessings of having a free country and having men and women serve that country in the military. But I also have to be faithful to God's word that reminds us that we do not put our faith and trust in princesses, basically in government, but we put our faith and trust in God and God alone. Hence, have no fear, the Navy is here almost seems to go against that concept. Except if I change, or not change the definition, but go into a little bit more of a nuance, what does the word Navy mean? Now, to be fair, Navy can mean basically a fleet of vessels. And in today's text, we do have a boat. We do have men on that boat carrying our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the most precious cargo of all the world. And some of these men are experienced fishermen, and they're going across the Sea of Galilee. And the Sea of Galilee isn't that big. It's not like crossing one of the mighty oceans. Yeah, I'm sure the weather can get a little tough, but water was now coming into the boat, and these men are now afraid. So much for trusting in men. Experienced sailors, maybe they weren't. But did they not realize the precious cargo that they had? Did they not realize that Jesus is the Son of Man, the Son of God, the one who creates the heavens and the earth, the one who created them, the one who is in control of the sea and the winds? Well, if they didn't know that then, they definitely learned that message soon afterwards as they awoke our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then Christ not only rebuked the sea and the wind, but also rebuked them. The precious cargo that they were carrying now stunned and awed them. Now they had to come to our Lord and Savior, and our Lord and Savior delivered them. In the midst of their fear, I give them credit. They knew who to turn to, who to go to. In the midst of our fear, where do we go? Do we put our faith and trust in the government and the system around us? Or as the title of today's message says, have no fear, the Navy is here. Now let me explain another nuance with the concept of Navy. We have to go back, actually, to Latin. And to be fair, Latin uses the word navis, which is basically meaning ship. But we also have to then take that word and have a little bit of a nuance with it. What I'm alluding to is, what do we call this part of the church that the people sit in? We call it a nave. Does it resemble somewhat of a ship? A little bit. Not only in structure, when people sitting in pews, but also in saving. We have to remember that a ship is designed to do what? To take people over troubled waters, where they could not swim by themselves, where they would naturally drown. So also does this nave take people over troubled waters, where the daily events of life pain and burden us and create that fear and anxiety with us, we come and we gather in this ship to be safe. We come and to be gathered, to be fed with God's word and sacrament, again to be restored, to be transported to life eternal. Hence, the nave of the church, where the people sit, is the place of safety. As long as God's word is being proclaimed and the sacraments are administered. Now, I don't want you to start thinking that the brick and mortar around us creates that safety. No, it is the gathering. Where two are gathered in his name, our Lord and Savior promises to be there. Where God's word is proclaimed, our Lord and Savior promises to bless. And do we not believe that when we take that bread and wine, it is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ himself? Now comes the challenge question. If you answer yes to all those questions, now here's the challenge. The same thing that plagued the disciples may also be plaguing you. Fear. What fear is immobilizing you? What fear in your life is causing you to stop? What fear in your life is causing you to get stuck? Notice with our disciples that they had the fear of the sea, the water coming into the boat, the wind. What causes you to worry? Is it the economic crisis? Is it things at home? Is it people at work? Maybe it's just in the family. What causes you to worry? And an interesting quote here from some stress management experts say that only 2% of our, quote, worrying time is really spent on things that actually might be helped if we actually thought about it. So then what about the 98% of the things we worry about? They actually categorized it this way. Out of the 98% that we shouldn't be worrying about, 40% of them are things that never happen. So have you ever worried about something and then it never occurred? 35% are on things that can't be changed. 15% are on things that turn out better than expected.